Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Jerry Gomez and Kat Carroll from Prepare for Change. Prepare for Change is an organization providing the public with information pertaining to Cobra and the event, galactic connections, corruption, spirituality, healthy living, mindfulness, and much more. It's been the mission of Prepare for Change to educate and prepare the public for the event, which is a period in time whereby the corrupt leaders of the world will be taken down and arrested for crimes against humanity. Prepare for Change has formulated groups that would be necessary for a new society, one in which corruption no longer has a powerful hand, and instead people are given sovereignty over their own lives and the freedom to express their truth, where we can all build communities that no longer pillage from nature but work in harmony with nature and all living beings. In this wonderful show today, we discuss how everything we have been taught in our schools, universities, governments, religions, health, news, TV about ourselves and our world is propaganda and disinformation. This is psychological warfare and information overload that influences our beliefs and programs our minds. It's important to protect ourselves from negative manipulation by listening to our intuition, raising our vibration, which means breaking free of the matrix.
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bargo.
UK Health Radio chips, and Health Triangle mice, magazine. Each is down, good by itself, gin and but tonic, enjoying both Lauren is always Martin, better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Martin magazine wise, to your monthly health Mama regime. Dad, check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I just want to welcome you both to the Great Awakening Show. And Jerry, thank you for coming back again to the Great Awakening Show.
Yes, I'm awakening right now. That's
yeah.
Sure. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us back. And thanks for the work that you
thank
do.
You, Kat, so much for being here today. Awesome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Well, I've got some really great questions. And first of all, just for those who are not too familiar with the term matrix and true reality, please tell us, yeah, your description of what you feel the matrix and our true reality is. So, Kat, I'd love you to go first. Go for that.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about that this morning, and it's all the propaganda and all the lies that we get on media where they're telling us what to think and believe, where if you go outside into nature or you go within, you can find true reality there. And it's a lot more peaceful than what we're seeing on the news these days. I try to get out of that as often as I can.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. It's, you know, I mean, it's just we are living in a world, aren't we, of complete, you know, indoctrination. What does it mean for you, Jerry? What does it mean for you? How do you see that as well?
What the matrix is? The matrix kind of is this ancient magic trick. We talk about these different invasions, parasitic invasions, And he, you know, was just debating that or having a quick chat about Ben. You might have seen Kat responded to a thing yesterday. Emailed us this morning. So Ben is a council member with Prepare for Change, and hopefully you'll have him on the show soon. He is well-spoken and knows his stuff. But we're all kind of like a research team. So we're all kind of looking at these different narratives, different his story. Have you heard that word, mystery? That's my story, and history is his story.
Well, her story.
Kind of, you know, or story. Yeah, that's right. Her story should be, I think, the new age that we're entering. So I'm looking forward to that. But the first step to believe is that we're not alone in the universe. Look at the background. We've got all these stars and planets and levels of consciousness that we're not even seeing. So there's a lot more there than we think there's there. And we have to understand that we're going into that world. We're going into that level of consciousness. That's kind of what the awakening is. So breaking out of that matrix, we accept that there's much more out there. The way that the matrix was designed by any of those forces that came to Earth for the experiment of duality and polarity, they created this matrix. The prevailing story is, you know, kind of the Anunnaki and the Draco reptilian sort of stories that are out there going back to Adam and Eve. At that point, there were these realities that were created. We see it today. Media plays a big role in creating a matrix of sorts, which is this web, literally even the backbone of the infrastructure on the planet. The internet is kind of a web, right? So we're all kind of, in a way, captured by that. Your perception becomes reality. The sort of dark magic is manipulating that reality, creating this idea that you're caught in this web from a mental state, but in sort of this etheric and physical state, there's also another planes of existence and an energetic web that's around us. And we're trapped within that too, which is why we have to raise our frequency to get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. That's such a brilliant explanation. And everything, you know, that we've been taught in schools, universities, education, health, in all systems, you know, it truly is propaganda and disinformation. You know, please describe what this means and how, you know, how did it, you know, how is it come to be that we're just living in such a place at this time? Our minds are so programmed at this time, isn't it? How did that come to be, and why has it come to be? What do they, you know, these people, the dark forces, I call it the dark forces.
Mm-hmm. I've been studying up on that, and I think it's interesting because it seems like it's in the past 100 or so years, or at least since World War I, when the military started having their officers failing under pressure, they wanted to study what was going on. The Tavistock Institute in England is one that started up, but they're bringing in scientists from Germany, people like Freud. So you go on. So they're learning how to manipulate people or to test them to see if they'll follow a certain narrative and be okay. Well, they went so far as after the war to start even helping with the British invasion of our music and using that as also another source of manipulating society through that new generation that was being born. I was born in 58. So I grew up on this music thinking, yeah, you know, we don't want war. Was it another brick in the wall where they're singing, you know, you're just a brick in the wall, teacher, leave us alone. So you're fighting back against the institutions. So they're breaking up society. But they also use that kind of propaganda during the war. Leaflets to people that were on the radio, some of them celebrities, getting out there and telling us, oh, we've already lost, we shouldn't be doing this. So they're demoralizing people. There's a long history of this. And now in the new information age, I'm sure it's infiltrated. Well, we know it's infiltrated even social media.
They absolutely use that. Great, great, great summary. I'll pick up on that. You know, the after World War One, that was kind of like a new technological age. And what I understand about part of the feeling, and it's kind of the feeling that we've had recently, people moving towards a spiritual pursuit rather than the material. There was a movement of the Germans to examine sort of where they came from. And they became very spiritualism, right, in the 19-teens became a big thing. So they were investigating sort of the Thule Society and the Vril Society. And SS is, I always say it wrong, forgive me, German-speaking friends, Schwarzen Sonne, so Black Sun, that's SS. So in the pursuit of finding deep truths, they started going into these occult societies. In that occult societies, you start getting into the Gnostics, the Essenes, you start getting into the Tibetan monasteries who are practicing, you know, transcendental meditation, and you have yogis and gurus all around that go back centuries, and they've got that tradition. So that was kind of uncovered, and it's important that period, because that's sort of the prelude, what opened up sort of our modern period now. It was at that time that they figured out we have to have three world wars to get to a point where we can kind of collapse the matrix on everybody. So they really, really studied occult sciences. And in that study and in that pursuit, the Nazi scientists figured out psychological warfare. Mm. And Joseph Goebbels certainly was a master of propaganda. He was the minister of propaganda, obviously. At the end of the war, the German SS comes to America, and America ends up being sort of what's considered the Fourth Reich, which is what we're trying to take down right now. Mm. But they absolutely understood psychological operations, what are called psyops. They developed technology, mass communication technology, like we're on a computer and we're able to communicate from around the world, but they had a broadcast. So what is the word broadcast? When you cast, you're casting spells. Mm. So when you have the opportunity to broadly cast a spell, the patent, I think, Kat, you probably are aware of that. The patent of television isn't for an entertainment or a communication device. The patent that was got in the United States was television as a psychological manipulation tool. Mm-hmm. It's got a very clear distinction, but it wasn't for entertainment. It was for psychological purposes, that the frequencies, and frequency is basically the heart of all of our conversations in the pursuit that we're going after in the ascension idea and raising our vibration, that they understood if they manipulate frequencies, that they can put you in a low frequency and put you in fear. And we'll get into that later. Kat's really, really well versed in all of this. But we want to raise our frequencies and get into higher frequencies. And the main message we want to accentuate right now and today, and thank you for the opportunity, is that everybody has to raise their frequency to get through this ascension window and to get into the 5D world and what's coming, because it vibrates at a higher frequency, which kind of is demonstrated in the logo that we have. That's like this planetary energy type of thing. It's going to become a lot higher.
Beautiful, beautiful. Please carry on, Kat, you know, from there. Yes. Mm.
Thank you. I'm not sure where to pick up from there. I mean, throw a question at me.
Yeah, the information overload, you know, it's like it bombards us so much, and it keeps us in that negative mindset, doesn't it? We don't have a chance to get out of it. That's why, you know, it's just terrible. Tell us about the information overload. Mm.
Well, what I see is a lot of division is being created, where people are being forced to take a side. You know, are you okay with being natural? Do you want to go into the more material world, which I think is what suppresses us? You're putting your control of your life into somebody else's hands. I'm totally organic. And there are people that want to meditate to raise their frequency and open up. And there are people that want to be uploaded by a computer, have chips in their head so they can have access to information. But there's more out there in the Akash.
Yes.
If you just quiet your mind. And I had this thought come the other day for describing it. It's like if you walk into a dark room, what happens? Your pupils dilate so you can bring in more information. The same happens when you meditate. You're now reaching out with your mind to grasp information. And all you need to do is go in with an intention on what you want to find. And I'll tell you, it comes up. It comes flooding in. And even when I'm doing research, it's like, well, here's a thought. Type this in. And it comes to me. Mm-hmm. And I think Jerry's experienced the same thing with his writing, when just things, information flows through you.
It does. It's so beautiful. It's like when you're in that aligned sort of heart, mind, and soul, you know, wholeness, in that alignment, then divine intelligence comes in. When I'm meditating, it's like photons of light into my third eye, which is like an antenna that goes out into, I call it the divine mind, you know, which is this, you know, it's all around us. But it's, and that's why we have to have our mind in that quiet place so that we can receive those ideas and that divine intelligence, which helps us to take action to manifest in the natural world. I mean, everything, every time I have a problem, I always go within, and it will always give me the answer, because it's the old cliche. Everything we want to know is within us. It's not out there, and everyone's out there trying to find it, trying to control it from the 3D. When you have to go within to surrender to it and allow the flow to come to you, which is, you know, guiding your life. You know, it's our higher self. It's God within, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the problem with looking at media for your information, is because you're also seeing two sides saying completely opposite things. There is so much confusion. People don't know what they should believe, which was it Goebbels that even said that, you know, when we've got you so confused, you don't know reality anymore, then we've won. Because then most people will look for this simple answer, which is whoever's got the loudest voice and repeats it most often. So that becomes their truth and creates his story, history.
Yes.
That's where the winners are. And we have to learn to rise above that, by, like you said, looking within for those answers.
Mm.
That's some discernment.
Yeah. And if it's repeated over and over and over again, that's how the programming comes in, doesn't it? You know, it goes into the subconscious, doesn't it? It programs the subconscious mind. That's why we have to deprogram ourselves from their programming. You know, isn't it? Deprogramming ourselves. That's what it's all about. Through going within, through our autonomy. Mm.
It's exactly as you said. Programming is a buzzword. They always have to tell you what they're doing. So, in the UK, you have programs that are on television that are broadcast. In the US, are shows or programs as well. So we're getting programming. There's a reason that they have us go through school or university for all those years, because you come into this experience fresh from source, and they have to sort of reprogram you. Following up on what Kat had said there, William Casey was the CIA director of the 1970s. Who said, when we have, and this is so relevant to today, you have to know your history. When the people are confused on what to believe, that's when we know we'll have won. The idea was to get people very, very confused, because knowledge is power. And having knowledge of this, what is, had used to be occulted information, that's the way to control populations. What you were talking about too, though, are the tactics. There are tactics of information overload. So overload is, it's psychological warfare. You're basically going to be overwhelmed. And there's two forces at play here. It's correct in calling them the dark forces. The dark forces understand black magic and this ritual, and they've always understand this occulted knowledge. They were supposed to have this knowledge to bring humanity to this window of ascension. So we graduate so we can raise our frequencies and just raise our life experience. We're always progressing towards light in an octave type of progression. So we're becoming more like this, activating the 12 strands DNA, and we're going to have many more powers, like Christ had told us that all these things I do, you will do, and much greater. We're at that window. So from the dark force perspective, they want to keep us in control. So they were able to create all of this psychological warfare, these tactics, disinformation, propaganda, distraction and disruption, sensory overload, and media manipulation. So that's media manipulation is what you were talking about. That's done through television, anything that's broadcast, but social media as well. And we have a choice. That information, that story, your perceptive becomes your reality. Your perception becomes your reality. The thing about subconscious is really, really strong. There's the amount of information that happens per second is about a person can take in about a million pieces of information.
Wow.
But our experience right now, our consciousness isn't able to process that. We are supercomputers. The subconscious is processing all of that. It takes it all in our consciousness. In our waking times, we can only focus on 9 things plus or minus 2. So either 7 to 11 things per second is what we can focus on. So if we're able to tap into our supercomputer through meditation or through dream time, or prior to dream time, ask your subconsciousness to help you figure things out, you can process much more information. Now, on the other side, energies are happening. This is the battle, the construct. Energies are coming in. We naturally are ascending, and now we have to do it in a pretty quick window, which is why it's important to do inner work. You have to release negative traumas within you so that you can open up yourself to higher frequencies. You got to get rid of the old, let in the new.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big magic trick, that the knowledge that the dark forces do understand. So for them to stay in control, they want to tilt that, tilt the table in their favor. And they do it by all of those type of things.
Can I add that? Yeah, carry on. Go on.
That a lot of the things that you're talking about, it is a frequency, but they're actually using physical frequencies, like changing our music from 432 hertz to 440, or subliminal messages on TV. They used to do that. Gosh, I remember when I was a kid in Europe at midnight, you're at your grandmother's house, and it's on midnight, and the screen goes to a dark image, or like the little target, Indian head and all that. There were subliminal messages caught in there about trust your government. It's okay to go to war. You know, everything's under control. It's amazing when they slowed down the refresh rate, you could actually see it happening. And Disney is taking advantage of that because they found that sex sells, gets people's attentions. So if you look in some of the white spaces on images, you'll see the word sex spelled out. It's really bizarre what they've done. Wow. And because we're just watching the show, it happens so fast, you don't recognize it, but it is registering in your subconscious. So now you're glued to the TV. You don't know why.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's like, you know, all them subliminal in Disney, all the Disney movies, you know, as well. And, you know, so, and it's so confusing, this time for our youth. This is attack on all of us, but an attack on our youth. They have inverted the good with the bad. So no one, you know, they're not knowing what is good or what is right, what is wrong, what is, you know, it's the inversion of it, isn't it? They're turning it around. Yeah. I mean, you got to commend them. They've done a good job. They really have on that.
You know, understanding history, what's old is what's new. So the same tactics that were being used in the by the Nazis in World War II, they absolutely absolutely understood. And Kat and I, we do a show every second Saturday, and we've got one coming up tomorrow, 10 o'clock, the same time, whatever, 10 Pacific Standard Time. And that is called Weekend Awakenings. So we've done a show in the past, which was on the playbook. There are playbooks. So there's a plan, the Rockefeller plan,
yep,
the UN Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030, and the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And then there were the Georgia Guidestones. And then there's the UN Sustainability Goals. Those are the things that they're telling you, and you have to be able to read through it. In the free will, you know, construct that we live in, you have to authorize what's being done to you. So yes, they're brilliant about telling you what they're going to do, but then they're also not, because they're not completely, because they lack a soul,
yeah,
and because it's kind of inorganic, it's a bit artificial where they're coming from, that they're not that creative. So they actually follow what they've done before.
Yeah.
And they keep, it's sort of like, what's the guy, Sisyphus, pushing the rock uphill? Is that the right guy?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. The audience knows what I'm talking about. They keep pushing the same plan over and over again. So the idea of, they've got it clearly stated, we need to corrupt the youth.
And, yes.
And last time we were on, we talked about the fact that these organizations, it's not a lot of them, but they infiltrate at the high levels. And then from the high level down, they send out the messaging. So a lot of the, like you're in Europe, the UK, the messaging about energy, the messages about supporting Ukraine war, the switch from Boris Johnson to Rishi Sunak, and what he's been talking about, those things, those are the plan. Like Rishi is a World WN. Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a young leader, right?
Mm.
Right. But Boris Johnson went to Tavistock Institute. So what they do is, and they say that, there's some video out there of Klaus Schwab speaking really directly of how proud they are that their young leaders are now the majority in the developed world, the West's, you know, cabinets and government. You just have to get those people, and you're kind of bribing them.
Yeah.
To spread your message. But then they infiltrate. Well, but then they've captured. And what you're seeing with the children is the same approach with the Nazi youth. They've captured them, and they are basically defenseless against this. We have to rise up against that. People that have knowledge have to step out into the field now, and it's getting to that point. Of course, we have support from others, but you know, we've got to get out there and claim back that the lives of these children, because they've been programmed and conditioned to believe stuff that's just not the same reality that we have, and they're not tapping into the potential supercomputer that we all have. We all have the ability. Mm. We're connected. Us here, the three, we're a powerful triad, but we're connected to source as well.
Mm.
And like Kat was saying, if you tap into Akashic, and you're saying, when you understand that principle, all the answers are there. So I'm a believer that humanity, that we are greater than supercomputers.
Definitely. And it really is. They want to take the women away. You know, I mean, women, you know, they've been, you know, the vote and all of this. But through this movement, they want to take the women away and for the men to take their positions and demasculinize the father. Yeah. So that they can get to the children, and they want to bring the children up by the state. It's the family. The family is sacred, isn't it? The sacred network of the traditional family is so important. So it's terrible what they're doing to women. It's just unbelievable. I can't believe it. You know, watching the women's, it was Women's Day the other day, and you know, like these transgender men got at the World Women's Forum, you know, he got a prize. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, And it just shows you, you know, it's just, it's the degradation. They don't want the family. They don't want strong women. They don't want masculine men. Do they, Kat?
I have a theory that what we're seeing has become so atrocious that it's almost having a boomerang effect. And this teacher walking around with the fake breasts that were outrageous. I think it's to show the world that it's a show. It's to wake you up, whether they intended it to happen that way or not. What's that expression from Shakespeare? All the world is a stage and everybody has a part to play. Maybe at this time, this is the great awakening. Well, it's also interesting. I like following people like Jeff Steiner, Madame Blavatsky from the early 1900s. The psychic awareness or the studies of this come about every 100 years. Well, here we are, 2023, and everybody is getting more interested in astrology, meditation, channeling, all these abilities that are going to be coming to us really soon. And I was listening to Pam Gregory this morning, and I'm aware of a bunch of cities, which are the gifts that you get as you elevate in your consciousness. Mm. And I got to a point in meditation where I could heal something within my body. I had a spontaneous healing. She's saying, I think it was the 31st city. I'd never heard of it going up that high, but that's where you can start controlling space and time. So your whole reality will shift. And we're seeing things like this, not quite that high of a level yet, beginning to manifest in the groups that we're in. And the talks that we've had, where we're having psychic experiences, we're having dreams that are clairvoyant. Mm. It's been amazing. So the Great Awakening is happening, whether the other side wants it to or not. I don't think they can stop it at this point.
No, they can't. There's too much energy coming in. It's too much. The love light energy is too much. And let's talk about the wonderful things. Let's talk about our intuition. You know, okay, we're bombarded by all of this, and it's really important to protect your energy, to protect yourself, to know what your, you know, what is your intuition? Please describe this and some tools that we can have to raise our vibration. What you were talking about, raising your vibration, raising your consciousness, you know, and listening and honing in on that intuition, which is your true self. It's your true higher self, which is connected to God, the source, divine.
Well, intuition is that ability to know things without having any external sources of that information. Those are the clairs, clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, and on. So, and I love that because I practice remote viewing from time to time. So it's kind of fun. You can send your consciousness out, but in raising your consciousness, each of those little pillars that we reach have an emotional frequency that goes with it. And when you talk about the emotion of love, which is 500 and above, that's when these miracles start happening. So people are going to find that they're having more synchronicities around them. See, somebody else is talking about something, but you were thinking about it yesterday. And there's a lot of this overlapping synchronicity now. It's almost like we're being guided or becoming more of a collective thought. Like a hive mind, in a good way, not like the board. But this psychic awareness comes around every 100 years, so it's time. It's our time to sprout out. I feel like all the pressure that we've gone through in the last few years is like the bubble, the pressure for saying butterfly. If you're a caterpillar first, you have to go into the cocoon, and you have to fight to get out. And then you have this bubble bursting where you come out with your wings and you're ready to fly. I see humanity doing this right now. Some faster than others.
Yeah. It's like the darkness is it's like forcing, polishing the diamonds, you know, the darkness forging, it forges us. It brings us to the precipice, you know, to change. Does it not?
Yeah. Well, coal. You know, under heat and pressure, which is what we're experiencing, becomes diamonds. And we spend the rest of the time polishing all those facets, all those neat gifts that we're getting.
Fantastic. So, yeah. What are some tools then? Jerry, give us some beautiful tools that our audience can just do, you know, at home for themselves.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for the opportunity. So shielding your yourself. There are real tools that you can do as far as this goes. As you start gathering more consciousness of this, the temptation is to go really fast and to be like, hey, I want to go remote view something or remote locate or do something that's in the higher planes. It's good to get as much information as you can about doing that. Safeguard yourself. Take a little time and shield. Learning universal laws is a great place to start because there's universal law and there's galactic codex. When you're out there and you may encounter sort of negative forces, everybody has to abide by universal laws. If you understand your sovereignty, you break that word up over reign. So you have the right to be self-ruling, basically. When you understand the God within, God and Goddess within, you're very empowered. To understand the God and Goddess within is basically understanding the laws of the universe. So those we've got posted over at NarrowDimeShift.substack.com. I've been posting over there. But those laws are basically laws of balance, laws of attraction, law of compensation, things like that. They're pretty understandable laws. The biggest law is kind of like the golden rule. Treat others how you want to treat yourself. Understanding that gives you a shield. But also, on a 3D kind of more practical level, limit your exposure to information and propaganda. You know you're going to be hit with a lot of information and confusing stuff. Be in the now moment. In the now moment, things are fine. If you're worried about the future or if you're thinking about the past, those create things that sort of aren't in your control, but you can control your now. Be critical, be skeptical. What's nice about prepareforchange.net as an information source, as a provider of intel and of higher learning, is that we gather information from a lot of different sources. Again, we like coming on as a pair here because we both have perspectives. Whenever you're getting information, try to gather information that you can handle from reliable sources. Then two other things, take regular breaks, get outside, ground yourself, meditate, breathe. It's a wonderful practice, the 369 breathing principles. And I always get this one backwards. There's different ways of doing it, like breathe in for 3 seconds, hold it for 6 seconds, exhale for 9 seconds. That will really, really calm you down in a moment at any time. And then be mindful. I'll bounce this over to Kat. Be mindful of emotions. Kat, what would you add to that?
Mm. Well, you did a great job there. Again, it's trying to synchronize heart and brain. And can we do any screen shares? Because the David Hawkins.
Yes.
Consciousness. Yeah. If Jerry could bring that up, that is so important. Because we need to rise above all that 3D level. We gave a talk a few weeks back and we showed how the chakras in your body align with the colors they use in this chart. Yeah. And when those darker ones way at the bottom there, the shame, the guilt. Jared, you want to talk about that part? And I can do the other.
This is what I expect. Yeah, this is a key. This is a major, major tool. Your emotions are inner workings. That energy vibrates at certain hertz. So this is hertz per second. If you've got the wavelength, think about this. You eat heavy foods or you've just gotten into an argument or you're tired and sluggish. Any of those lower vibe type of activities, food, what you intake, right? Your body's your temple. So if you're taking in spirits or alcohol, those are just lower vibration type of things. If you're taking in bass, it's very bassy. So those slow vibration frequencies handle the fears, the grief, the apathy, those that are there 100 hertz and lower, up to pride. Pride cometh before the fall. So 175 frequencies, waves per second, is that frequency. And this is done by David Hawkins. And this is kind of that occulted knowledge. This is we're in a period of revelations. So all of this is being revealed this year. This is why there's, well, it's a heavy influx of information that are the revelations, which to the dark forces and to the mystery schools and secret societies, they totally understand that there's a cosmic event happening, that people are going to be waking up. So let's pull out the toolbox. Let's launch all of these crazy things that we can launch, be it critical race theory, be it sort of get people to turn on each other, be it economy, be it food, be it a war. Mm-hmm. All of those negative vibrational feelings are intended to keep you in this low vibrational state.
Yeah. It's like being the deer in the headlights. You can't turn away. You're entranced by all this going on. And we need to break free of that. And that's when you get up to this courage and neutrality. There are feelings that actually come with this. So the hope is part of that, that there's something that can happen when you have the courage to look at other things that maybe you haven't considered before. That's, again, looking within as well. Willingness to try something new. But there was a group 20 years ago, a lady that was talking on the internet, and it was called 500 and above, like it was a special club. So the love, the joy, the peace, and then 700 to 1,000 is where you get the enlightenment. Everything at 500 above is where the miracles start coming across.
Wow.
When I'm trying to teach people to, you know, say in a group setting, we want to synchronize hearts and minds together, actually have them visualize and feel the emotion, even if they have to flash back on a memory of something that generated that feeling of joy, love, and peace within them.
Yes.
Because it produces an actual electromagnetic field from your heart.
Mm.
And it affects everybody around you, even at a distance.
Yes.
Dean Radin had talked extensively about that at the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And when you care, when you have compassion for others, it's easier to become entangled and have these experiences together, send healing and have it work. Because now you are literally one. It's like the experiment they did with the photons.
Mm.
One is here, one is sent out to space. What happens to one on Earth happens to the other one. It's measurable.
Mm.
So it's amazing what's coming out now in science.
It's amazing.
Science and spirituality.
They're both they're merging, yes. And it's like what the Heart Math Institute, you know, the heart coherence, just what you said, put your hand on your heart, breathe into your heart and, you know, come from your heart, you know, and think of that beautiful emotion and instantly you will raise your vibration. And I've been a yogi for many years and one of the great yogis, he always used to say, you know, humanity, community, when like-minded people come together, the collective consciousness raises. That is so powerful. They've done like meditations, haven't they, with like thousands of people. And, you know, they've like actually the aggression and the criminality in that city was lowered because of all these people heightening their beautiful consciousness in meditation together. It's just phenomenal. You know, what we are learning at this time.
Yeah. Princeton University did some great studies on that. And they found that just before 9/11 happened, consciousness was changing. It was being articulated on random number generators, which is like flipping a coin, but doing it several hundred times a second. And when the randomness changed, they knew something was going on. Well, when they looked back at the data, they could see that hours before the first plane ever hit, there was already a shift happening, which implies there's some sort of claircognizance. We knew somehow collectively as humanity. And then, of course, it went off the charts as the news went out. But conversely, when the president got on and called for meditation and prayer for all the victims and what was happening, the levels went back down to normal. So we are connected and influencing and being influenced by things that go on in the world, whether it's good or bad. So if all of us do, as you said, this transcendental meditation technique, it only takes 1% of, or actually the square root of 1% of a population to have lasting changes. So what is that? About 8,000 people in the world all meditating for peace, love, enlightenment. We could change the world. And wouldn't it be cool to set up something like that in a football stadium and fill it with people and have a guided meditation?
That is why they have a Super Bowl, which is a superb owl, break the word apart. But also, there's something in the word magic about bowl, ball, bill, balls.
Yeah.
Whenever thousands of people, 20,000 people are screaming in a stadium, it puts out an energy. To that point, we did, I don't know if you probably participated in 2020. Was it 2020? I think 2020, sort of at the start of the pandemic. There was a call in the kind of the truther community or disclosure community or spiritual community to do that mass meditation.
Mm.
And a lot of that sort of stemmed from Prepare for Change was inspired by Cobra. Cobra's a Pleiadian contactee who works with the resistance movement and works with the Sisterhood of the Rose. But he's always been calling for people to get together, and he gives intelligence about the higher planes, but he knows the power of meditation. So we got people together to meditate. At the beginning of that, it was amazing because the numbers were really, really good. We reached 8 million people, and we know we reached 8 million people. All these people came together and did it. But the real kicker was Prime Minister Modi of India asked the country to meditate in the synchronized meditation. So it was 1 million people.
Wow.
And we changed the course of our history. And we have been jumping timelines since then. And, you know, it might be kind of weird and out there to say this, but I would venture to say that we're on a bifurcated timeline. And our timeline has a different end scenario than a lot of people who were just not seeing them anymore. It's maybe like a Mandela effect, that some people whose vibrations got so ginned up, djinn of course being the djinn, magical beings, their fears got ginned up, and they may have gone on to a different, we know people have left the planet, but they might be in a different bifurcation. Ultimately, everybody's going to come onto this sort of positive experience.
Yes.
But how it's going to happen, you know, that's worth speculating, but we do hear lots of different reports. And we're in this magical, magical window right now.
It's interesting. What you said is exactly what I was reading in James Redfield's book, The Celestine Prophecies, back in the 80s.
I've read all of them and watched them. It's fantastic. I love them all. Yes. And you know, heaven and earth will be merged together, the frequency, and everyone will be spiritual light beings. You know, how beautiful is that?
So below. Maybe there's that other bifurcation where those that want to stay in the lower levels, literally lower levels, what would be a hell for most people. So,
yeah,
different planes of existence. I know where I want to be. I know where Jerry and you want to be.
Can I reboot or go back for a second? There's something that Kat said, and you touched upon, Joanne, which really, I just got a message of it this week. Science and spirituality. Science and spirituality. Like, so spirituality is your inner machine, and science is using sort of the outer world, technology and hardware, your innerware and your hardware. Think of it that way. You're as much a scientist engineering your reality from an inner perspective, doing the spiritual work, as the technology.
Okay, Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Awakening to me is the most magical time on earth when we are when we come out of, you know, all of that, yeah, the dumbing down and, you know, telling us we're sinners, telling us we're nothing. We're divine. We are human and we are divine, you know, and finding that within, I think, is the most beautiful, powerful, you know, miraculous, magical thing that we can ever do. Going within to find that, to find our own God within. It's beautiful.
And you know, for those who call this woo-woo or something that they can't wrap their head around, what have you got to lose to try some of these things? What have you got to lose to imagine being shielded? Maybe even put mirrors on the outside so the negative stuff gets sent back to whoever's sending it to you, souring the milk of your soul that the negative entities use when you're in fear and all that. Turn need into positive emotions of love, acceptance, joy, and gratitude, sour the milk, that's going to repel them too. They don't like that. They want your suffering. So if you put yourself in that state, feel it for yourself, imagine it. You can create it. Or what they say in the field of dreams, build it and they will come.
Yeah. Dream our lives into being. How amazing, Jerry. It's just great, isn't it?
I am just basking in a high vibrational frequency. You emanate like a star. So all that.
It's lovely.
That's how it's been basking in it. But it's wonderful when you find your tribe. And the information that we're putting out there, it's so necessary. Why is it necessary? Because you have to have the vibration to deal with the energies that are coming in. So truth carries a frequency as well. And we're at this window, this apex, where the things that we're talking about, Kat says, it's going to hit some people as woo-woo, but there's going to be a lot of people that are at that door. We bring people to this doorway of, hey, explore this and, you know, take what you can use and question whatever you're not ready for. But the one thing that we have realized is those other forces, it's one of those art of war things. Know your enemy. They know this stuff. And the things that they proselytize or the things that they believe in, they gather energies and power from that. So if we're ever going to free ourselves and liberate ourselves, it's worth knowing your enemy a little bit. And there's a positive way to use all of these tools. And it really does raise your frequencies. So please, 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 thank you for giving us the opportunity to come onto the show again and reach your audience. We had a great time last time. Today has been a lot of fun, but we're actually doing work as well. And that we can do this work at this stage in the game with love in our hearts, warmth in our soul, and smiles on our faces. It's just an indicator to me, to Kat, to our organization. I'm sure you feel the same way, that we've gone through the real big war, and we're just tidying up some of the battles. We're all going to get there, and we want to bring as many people as long as possible.
Exactly. Absolutely beautiful. And on that, I just would like to say, Jerry and Kat, thank you so much for all of your divine truth and wisdom and for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.